We've been kind of saturated this evening with the 23rd Psalm, and that's good because I am building my message this evening around that thought of Almighty God as being our great shepherd. But there are actually three passages of Scripture that I'm interested in this evening, and Psalm 23 is the third. The other two are found in John, the 10th chapter, that familiar passage where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," and you can turn to that if you will. And then a second passage, perhaps, that Jesus had in mind as he spoke those words about being the good shepherd, from the prophecy of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. I'll read a portion there too. So John chapter 10, Ezekiel 34. From the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, beginning with verse 11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." In that same passage, backing up deliberately, I began with verse 11, but go back to verse 9 now. "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." You can keep your finger in there or put a piece of paper if you like. We'll be back to it. Then the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, again, beginning with verse 11. Interesting passage here. Longer than I'm reading. "This is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep." And skipping on down, verse 15. Not that the other's not important, but I'm just picking out highlights here. "I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice." Father, we thank you for your presence here today, and we've sensed you. We've tried to give to you the best worship we know how to give. We thank you for the help of the Spirit that enables us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now we pray that once again you'll speak to our hearts. Speak through your servant or speak in spite of him, but get through to each of us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. A better outline than the one you have before you would be, all sermons are divided into three, of course, "The shepherd is good. The shepherd is God. The shepherd is guide." Those three thoughts this evening, and I'll be through. It's always a comforting thought. Somehow we urban people, we city folk, like to think that we have our roots out in the country. And even though I wouldn't know how to take care of a sheep if someone gave me one, and I don't believe I've ever touched a sheep more than two or three times in my whole life, there's something satisfying, at least to me, about reading that the Lord is my shepherd, that God cares for me and loves me. There's something that just seems to fit down deep. I love the 23rd Psalm. You do too. And the Bible tells us that the Lord is a good shepherd, and so he is. But here in these three passages of Scripture, I'd like to just share a fresh thought or two, along with some precious old thoughts, that might just give us a little different slant on the idea of God as our shepherd. First of all, He's a good shepherd. He is the sovereign Lord. And yet, good does not necessarily mean weak or indulgent. Sometimes I've seen pictures on a stained glass or some artist's conception of Jesus the shepherd, and it looks as though a good strong wind would just blow him over. He looks effeminate to me and sissified. But the Lord as a shepherd, certainly He's good, but He's not weak. And He's not indulgent to the kind of sheep that is self-centered or self-sufficient. And here in the 34th chapter of Ezekiel first is an outline from God Himself through His prophet of the kind of shepherd work that sovereign God will do. I'm sure that in John 10, when Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd," He resonated perfectly with this passage from Ezekiel 34, where God gives us an outline of what He's going to do. The prominent thing here is a tremendous tenderness for any sheep who has any kind of trouble. Seems as though He's favoring the sheep that's not just what he ought to be. And I'm certain that the shepherd is not prejudiced against us being healthy and well and saying, "I'll nurture you until you're strong and then I won't be your shepherd anymore." But certainly what He's saying here is that every sheep really needs a shepherd. And every man and woman really needs a God. And the person who doesn't think that he needs the shepherd is the one that's in trouble. But he goes on, he says, those that are lost, that don't know the way, those that have strayed, those that are injured, those that are weak. The tenderness of the shepherd, this strong, virile shepherd who can go out on the mountainside, who can brave the storms, who will search and find the lost, this tenderness is extended to every sheep that really will receive that kind of love. Every sheep needs a shepherd. But at the same time, we get this strong note of justice, even severity, for what he calls, in what is translated in the NIV, "the sleek and the strong I will destroy." It's easy for me, too, to spiritualize this, being my generation, but he goes on and talks about people who are well-fed and who have all of this world's goods, and then not only feed themselves full, but trample down the rest of the pasture and muddy the rest, selfishly use up the resources. That's good ammunition, isn't it? For the younger generation, you need to take hold of that. That's important. But what he's saying here to me, he's not inveighing against being healthy or strong spiritually, but he's saying that the self-sufficient in spirit, the person who says, "I will get ahead if it means trampling on the head of someone else," he says, "I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice." And so when we think of the good shepherd, that's great. It's a tremendous comfort if I want to be under the guidance of the sovereign God. But at the same time, I cannot expect from this shepherd that if I want to indulge my whim, if I want to be selfish and do the thing that I want to do, that the shepherd will say, "Oh, that's all right. You can just do as you please." We are His people, the sheep of His pasture, and He has a rod, He has a staff, and He will shepherd the flock with justice. I like that. And yet it puts fear into me when I think about going astray. Well, the shepherd is good. The shepherd is God. And go back with me now to the 10th chapter of John, keeping in mind, I like that, what it says, what's translated the sovereign God in Ezekiel. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I'd just like to, if I had the time and if I had the ability, we could get a whole series out of this good shepherd passage on the attributes of God. But one thing he says, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep. Because the good shepherd is God, he knows, he's omniscient. You stop to think about that, that God knows everything about you. It really should revolutionize the way we pray. A lot of our praying, it seems to me, is superfluous. You really can't explain anything to the good shepherd. Remember, I told you about 2 years ago, and I was trying to explain my motives to the Lord. Just as certainly as if he'd called me on the phone, he said, you don't need to explain that to me. He knows. But by the very same token, it's stupid of us to think that we can deceive this great shepherd. I know my sheep. And as the sheep of his pasture, we may have a motivation hidden way down deep inside. And we think we're going to make some coinage off it. Going to get some profit out of being obstreperous or selfish. We can take comfort in the fact that we can't explain things to God. When we're in trouble, he already knows it. But by the same token, we need to fear the fact we can't deceive the good shepherd. He knows us through and through. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. Whether you like it or not this evening, God knows you in detail. He knows the details of your life. He knows the little things that bother you. And if you've got a mind to go with God, if you have a mind to do his will, doesn't that just comfort you tremendously? Praise God, he knows the details. I wish I could dwell on that, but I'm going to move on. He not only knows his sheep, but he says, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know me. Or as it says in the King James, I am known of mine. As God, our shepherd is condescending. God has a problem, a communications problem. He's pure spirit. He's holy. He's light which cannot be approached. We are of the earth, earthy, by nature sinful, rebellious. And yet God has bridged this gap until as we become the sheep of his pasture, if we want to, not only does he know us, but he makes himself available to us in such a way that it's his joy to reveal himself to us until as his sheep we can say, I know him. And you're his sheep tonight. You know God. Now that doesn't mean we know all about God. We know an infinitesimal little speck part of the great truth that is God. Even the Bible just reveals to us a little bit. Because it's all we can grasp. We're finite. But we don't have to know all about God in order to know God. It's a personal thing. And God reveals himself in his condescension. And then as God, the shepherd, says, I lay down my life for my sheep. Because they belong to me. I'm not a hired person. I don't run when it gets hard. I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. Our shepherd is redemptive. Whatever it takes to make our life worthwhile, whatever it takes to make us like Jesus and make us fruitful, to make our arid desert blossom as the rose, whatever it takes, the shepherd has it and will give it. And has given it. Praise the Lord. I lay down my life. Only Jesus could say this. So our shepherd is not only good and just, but he is God. And he's provided salvation. And then in closing, the shepherd is guide. A couple of years ago, we did the series on I Ams of Jesus. Remember we said that in this passage, I am the door. and I am the shepherd are one, because the shepherd would himself be the entrance to the fold. He was the barrier against the enemy. He was the way. In verse 9 in this 10th chapter, he says, "By me, whoever enters through me will be saved." The shepherd is the guide into salvation. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." The shepherd, Jesus himself, is the entrance into life. And that's a message there. But also he says, "He will come in and go out by me and find pasture." The shepherd is not only the entrance into life, but the balance of life is found in following the shepherd. It is through Jesus, through the shepherd himself, that the sheep are able to find refuge at night, find a place in the fold, and then in the daytime go out through the door into the pasture, find food, forage, be cared for, take the risks that are necessary, and then come back. "By me ye shall go in and out." And here I see a balance of receiving grace and of sharing God's love. "By me ye shall go in and out." I see a balance of receiving the benefits of belonging to the fold. What a privilege it is to have a shepherd that'll take the burrs out of my wool and will bind up where I've scratched myself and will protect me. That's wonderful to have that, but it's also wonderful to have a shepherd that I can give my wool to and that I can be a loyal part of his fold. "By me you shall go in and out and find pasture." I see a balance of fellowships, joys. What a wonderful thing to belong to a fellowship, so we're not alone. I was visiting Leighton Tower this week, who's had a heart attack, all alone in the world, except for you. And I said, "You know, it's great, Leighton, to belong to a large fellowship. You need any blood donated to you? You've had a whole blood transfusion?" I said, "Our church would be glad to donate blood for you." He was just thrilled because he thought he's got a resource in you. You're his fellowship. You don't know it, maybe. You don't even know Leighton, but he knows you. That's the joy of fellowship. But there are also fellowship opportunities to serve. Sometimes it costs to be a friend. Sometimes it drains us to belong to the fellowship. And that's as it ought to be. "By me shall go in and out and find pasture." I see a balance of the view of the fold and the long view of the pasture. A lot of us have an idea that the whole of Christ's kingdom is really centered within the four walls of this little church here. And I'm so glad for a cozy fold. That's what we're coughing up $600,000 for, build a nice cozy fold upstairs, a tool to reach the community. Praise God for the view inside the fold. That's balance. But also the long view of the great kingdom of God around the world. And we're a small part of that. And we not only come in and find our Savior to minister to us, but we go out. Praise the Lord. Until Chuck and Doris are probably sleeping over there in Africa, but they've gone out and now they're ministering and serving over there. Just an example. A balance between the view within the fold and the long view of the pasture. The shepherd is good. The shepherd is God. The shepherd is guide. But you know, the key to all shepherd truth is there for us to pick up in the 23rd Psalm. And the key to all shepherd truth is in the relationship of each sheep to the shepherd. Our good shepherd, our God, our guide. And you know, the prominent thing about the 23rd Psalm is that personal pronoun. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, it's great to say our Father. There's a sense in which each of us have to say the Lord is my shepherd. How's that relationship this evening? What kind of sheep are you anyway? If I feel around on your head, do you feel some horns? I leave it with you. Our shepherd is good. Our shepherd is God. Our shepherd is guide.